So it continues from yesterday, and that is the fourth point within the explanation of continuous unchangingness. And this is the detailed explanation of the dependent origination. And that again has three parts, which are the explanation of the way of generation by means of combining an example and a meaning. The second point is the explanation how it is, the essence is free of stains, and the third is the arisal and destruction explained by means of summarizing the example and the meaning.
Sabje somje nani tambo pedon jate chisor ke patela pe ke paton ke pateni jate pedon jate ke chisor ke patan ya sabje ke.
So then the first point, which would be the explanation of the way of generation by means of combining example and meaning, has again four points, and these are: first the example is given, then the meaning, then the two are combined, and then the way in which generation takes place is explained.
Tele tambo pe ke pani sani chola cholong la long nang kala rabdani kan long dang chota da sai kan ne ma yin chi so.
So then first the example is given, and the domsik to this is as follows: earth is based upon water, water upon wind, wind is fully based upon space, yet space is not based upon the elements of wind, water, and earth.
Long the Namka la rabbed near by day. Dean Namkane Namkane long down. Long la meeting. Chula meeting. Salam meeting. Then they were jammy about Namkane Namkane long down. Chota da Sai Kana la near by my day. Namkane Jujin la tuba may be zero.
At the time when the element of this world forms, and while it abides, while it exists, then the circle of the earth is based upon the circle of water. The circle of water is based upon the circle of wind. And the circle of wind is fully based upon space. So, but space in its turn, although it is the support for all these, then it does not abide, or it is not based upon the elements of earth, water, and wind, because space is not dependent upon causes and conditions.
Tande tuenda jikten jikhan chapit se sa cho cho long long namkha la nene yang namkha la ten de ye kanyang gogo mare. Namkha la ye ten yo mare.
So the meaning of this is, Rinpoche says, at the time when a world forms, integrates, and while it abides, then it is based upon the elements of water and wind, and wind again is based upon space. So space is, so to speak, the support of all of these. But then space, in its turn, does not rely on anything and does not have the slightest basis or support. So this was the example, and now the corresponding meaning is given, and the domsik to this is as follows. In the same way, the skandhas, the elements, and the sense faculties abide upon karma and the mental poisons. Karma and the mental poisons abide always upon the improper mental activity. The improper mental activity abides fully upon the purity of the mind. Yet the nature of the mind does not abide upon any of these phenomena.
Zogyo pombo, sorvo pombo, dohiji pombo, doziji pombo, namhiji pombo, ngatang. Mikpa yorji kang tro, tiwangpu kang tro, tenpa namhiji kang tro, the kang jo jetang. Yana dona pombo ngatang kang jo jetang. Zena dikendurwa. Sakyeji wangpu tro, wangpu tro tang. Wangpo Choko Yor Choko Tang Chepa Nam Kanglin Tien Sumare Leta Nyum Mongpa Tala Nela Leta Nyum Mong Tien Sumare Leta Nyum Mongpa Kanglin Sumare Sena Leta Nyum Mongpa Ne Da Dun Zimba So Chorki Mayimba Yila Seba La Ta Dun Neyen Sinche Loka Nam Dole Nepare Chorki Mayimba Yizi Ne Semje Semje takpa rangin je wosarwala rad ne na yang semje rangin wosa dekhi nyingbo ne lower vichu mwene kepa tasu lower vichu re lower vichu nam tamche layang neba mi de yumsen kar re semje rangin wosa te duma se yimbise jichin le deba yimbise ya.
So in corresponding to the foregoing example, then the five skandhas, the 18 elements, and the six sense faculties, which are accompanied by pollution, along with the six sense objects, then these are based upon karma and the mental poisons. Then karma and the mental poisons, in their turn, are always based upon an improper mental activity, which is, in other words, wrong thoughts, Rinpoche says, which is the perception, perceiving things as a self, and so forth. And this improper mental activity, in its turn, is completely or fully based upon the purity of the mind, or in other words, the clear light, which is by nature completely pure. And although this is so, then the nature of the mind, the clear light, in its turn, does not in the slightest abide upon any of those incidental phenomena. And the reason for this is that the nature of the mind, the clear light, is uncreated. So we sing these two.
Earth is supported by water, water by air, air is supported by space, but space is supported neither by air, water, nor earth in a similar way. The aggregates, the elements, and the senses are based upon karma and defilements. Karma and the defilements are always based upon the mode of thought which is wrong. The impure mode of thought has its basis in the mind's purity, whereas the true nature of mind has no basis in any of the many phenomena.
Sadang Rawa Pungpo Tang Jinji Khanam Hibarasa Chokhan Tangra Lujinje Leda Nyumung Hisate Tsurgi Mayin Yezi Ne Longa Kamdang Ravarta Rangi Namka Kangin Do Degi Jin Min Neba Min Hisabasa.
Then this is the third point, which is that example and meaning are combined. And the Domsik to this is the skandhas, the entrances and the elements, should be known to be similar to earth. The karma and the mental poisons of beings should be known to be similar to the element of water. The improper mental activity is to be viewed as being similar to the element of wind. Like the element of space, the nature of the mind has no ground and does not abide upon anything.
The Go Devam Lobjong Si Deviche the Tambo Peke Nipa Tonke Tene Pedon Jatike Bare Sarboyung.
So in order to explain something, then often Rinpoche says first an example is given, then the meaning that is to be shown, and then both are combined, and in this way one can gain a quite clear understanding.
Sai Jinkor Cholatine Chakwa Tang Ravar Songbar Never Lamba the Jeb Pombo Nadang Jinchi Juni Tang Kan Joje Bunam Leta New Mongbalatine Robert Hipper Sai Akugo Amauna Chui Kanja Sai Jinkor Robert Sepichin Seba Tang Ravar Lujin nam je le sakpa te cheba tang. Nyo mongpa nang ne pongpo tang. Jin chi tang khan nam rupar sepe. Jin du khipar sakuk. Tsurgi mayin pa yi la sepa ne Leda nyong mong pa kwen ni lan wa ser, long zi yin pa ser, long ka kham je chu yi jingur je, ten se pa tang drawar ta hiin rikpar sao. Sem je rang yin yam, sem je ne luk, te yin hikwi nyingbo, devar hikwi nyingbo, sang je ji nyingbo ne. Sem je ne luk wa ser chu ji yin ne, nam ka khan ji, tam je ji ten si chang, Kangla yang mene ba kangla yang mene ba yendo lover ba nam je ten se chan lover ju chu nam je ten se na yang sem je ne lo rang ngowo ni ye kangla yang ten ba chin mayin ba yendo Mayin shen gangdo yang neba mito. Dallo chas.
Actually, I take this slowly from the translation I've prepared. It's a bit messy to put it together slowly. It should be understood that the five skandhas which attract suffering, the 12 entrances or ayatanas, and the 18 elements or dhatus come into existence upon the basis of karma and the mental poisons. This is similar to the formation of the circle of earth, which comes about on the basis of water. In the same way, as the element of water acts as the condition for the formation of the circle of earth, likewise, the karma of beings, which is accompanied by pollution and their mental poisons, should be understood to constitute the conditions which bring the skandhas, the entrances, and the elements into existence. Since the improper mental activity stirs the karma and the mental poisons up and fully activates them, its function should be viewed as being similar to the way in which the element of wind acts as the basis for the circle of water. In the same way, as the element of space acts as the basis for all the other elements, and yet does not abide upon anything, likewise, the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha, the true nature of the mind, the true condition of the mind, acts as the basis for all that is incidental, and yet its own essence has no basis in whatever ground and does not abide anywhere. Was that clear?
Sapadu. Kulavadu. Ta yaba. Sab sabje yeba jebe chore. Jebe chore Chor yin ma yin yezi ne semje rang yin la ne de. Chor yin ma yin yezi je le da nyamong rab du se. Le da nyamong chole ne pongbo chen chi khan nam jong.
So, and then now comes the fourth point, which is the way generation or coming into existence takes place. And the domsik to this is the improper mental activity abides upon the nature of the mind. Due to the improper mental activity, the full division of karma and the mental poisons comes about. From the water of karma and the mental poisons arise the skandhas, the entrances, and the elements. They come into existence and are destroyed, just as this world comes into existence and is destroyed.
Long jing kor nam kha la ne ba tar do yin do chor ye ma yin ba yil se pa nam do ne sin ji lo ga nam do ne sem je rang yin we sa dir hi ni bo le dib ji de ne la nam do sem je ne lo to bo dib ji de ne pa long ki Chotembatar,Chorjim,Mayimbe,Yizi,Jeleda,Nyumumba,Jipe,Koka,Rabdu,Se,Sehin.Chuyi,Jinkor,Sopale,Sagi,Jumata,Leda,Nyumumba,Chotavle,Ne,Pombo,Jinchi,Dang,Kamsak,Bada,Jeba,Dunga,Jitube,Jeva,Nam,Jumese.No,Jinjik,Tin,Te,Jekpa,Tang,Chakpa,Tarto,
So, in the same way as the circle of wind abides upon space, likewise the thoughts which constitute an improper mental activity, or in other words, erroneous or wrong thoughts, abide upon the luminous nature of the mind. And they do that in such a way as to obscure it. So Rinpoche says, they obscure the direct realization of the nature of the mind. In the same way as wind supports water, the improper mental activity provides the full division of opportunities or possibilities for the generation of karma and the mental poisons. Just as the ground of the earth arises due to the circle of water being churned, likewise the existences which consist of suffering, or in other words, the skandhas, the entrances and the elements which are accompanied by pollution, arise from karma and the mental poisons, which are similar to water. Therefore, the skandhas, the entrances and the elements which contain pollution come into existence and are destroyed in a way which is similar to the formation and destruction of this vessel of the world.
So,
So this is the second point, which explains how the essence is completely free of stains. And that has two parts. The first is the way in which the essence is free of arisal and cessation, and the second is the way its purity is not touched by stains. And then, so this is the first, the way it is free of, the essence is free of arisal and cessation, and the domtsik to this is like the element of space, the nature of the mind is not subject to causes and conditions, nor to an accumulation of these. Therefore, it has neither arisal nor cessation or abiding.
Kangin Duzeji chusom de namyang, kuba medo. Jewa nebang gagba som de duzeji chusom re, duzeji chusom de tamalin de bar, de hinibu. Takosma. Jerang's king do san sembra doga de hin.
So this picture of the mind. Which is a clear light, the Dharma Dhatu, or the Buddha nature, is uncreated like space. So this is here compared with the example of space. it is not dependent upon productive causes and simultaneously active conditions, and therefore it is also not dependent upon an accumulation of these such causes and conditions. Therefore, it does not undergo in the slightest the change which would consist of an initial arisal, a final destruction, and an abiding in the meantime. Like it is native to all phenomena which are created or conditioned. So it does not have this type of change.
Sēmjē. Tā cāp sācī nīpā tēlē tēmē tāk cō rē. Vē sēmjē nēlō lē tēmā mē pā cō tē. Tēlē tēmē tāp cō nē sēmjē rāng yīn vē sār kāng yīn pā tēnē nām kā yīn dōn jūr mī tē yāndā mī tō lē zōng dō chā sō lō vē tēmē tēnyō mō mūjūr hī sā vā sō.
And this is then the second point, which explains in which way the purity of the Buddha nature is not touched or polluted by stains. And the dāmsik to this is the clear light nature of the mind is unchanging like space. It is not afflicted by desire and so forth, the incidental stains which arise from incorrect thoughts.
Drova namje, drova semje namje, semje rang yin, semje ne lok, vaisa tibjin chikvi ningbo, amdevar chikvi ningbo, rang yin batene. Namka rang yin, am ngobo la, ten dan towa la so pe, manjurva yendo, pe te yendo, drapa takpa ta madaba la so pe, namyang jurva meba nyite. Yang dakpa mebar zimbe tokpa Yang dakpa mayimbe namdo, tsurgi mayimbe namdo Tsurgi mayimbe yeyla seba le sonwe Doicha tang, khedang tang, tomok la soba Nyumomba kweni nyumomba ta, leji kweni nyumomba ta Jeba kweni nyumomba namje duba Nyumong le tang Dunga jitrema ya marmovula Deba Panong lover jitrema namje chunye te Tendo koini Nyomombar majorikhen, depar majorikhen Nyomombar majorik sechite ngovula trema ya mare Rangyinji yonza takbasa Ngovu rangyinji nambar takbare
The nature of the mind of all beings, which is luminosity or clear light, in other words, the Tathagatagarbha or the Buddha nature, is similar to space in that. Space is, the nature of space is not changed by clouds, smoke, and so forth. And in the same way then, this nature of the mind does not change in the slightest by the fact that the obscurations are purified or not purified, and so forth. It is not it is not in the slightest or in any way afflicted by the incidental stains which are apt to be given up or removed, and these incidental stains are the affliction of the mental poisons, in other words, of desire, hatred, ignorance, and so forth, which all arise from improper mental activity, or in other words, from thoughts which perceive that which does not correspond to reality. And it is not afflicted either by the affliction of karma, or by the affliction of birth. So of all of these, it is not in the slightest touched or afflicted. And it is not changed by those. And the reason is that its nature is completely pure. And this is now the explanation of the third point, and that is arisal and destruction are presented by summarizing the meaning and the example. And that again comes in two parts. The first is the summarized explanation of the way in which it is free of arisal and cessation and destruction. And the second is the summarized explanation of the way of destruction.
Tambo chenjik da trabe ton de banne le da nyumong choso je den ngom bar ndro mende cheta na dang gabe me meze pe jan sing mujo ki sal.
So and then the first is the way in which it is free of arisal and destruction, and the domtsik to this is the root text just says this: this nature of the mind is not brought into existence by the water of karma and the mental poisons, and it is not consumed by the cruel fires of death, sickness, and aging. The nature of the mind, the clear light, or the Dharma Dhatu, is not brought into existence and not generated by karma, which is to say virtuous and unvirtuous action, by mental poisons, desire, anger, and so forth, and by the improper mental activity. In other words, a perception which takes something that is impermanent for permanent, and so forth. And karma and mental poisons are similar to water, and the improper mental activity is similar to wind. So by all of these, the nature of the mind is not generated or brought into existence. And therefore then, it is not destroyed by death, which is similar to the fire at the end of time, because death sets an end to this life very fast. And it is not similar to sickness, which is similar to the fire of hell, because it will produce suffering for a very long time. And it is also not destroyed by aging, which is similar to ordinary fire. An ordinary fire, which it says, burns slowly, slowly, and finally is extinct. And that is similar to the process of aging. And this is because the uncreated nature does not change into something else.
Dei kapso semje ne lo wesa de hi nyimbo le ta nyu mumbe me jeva me patang ganan chebe ekpa me par tembare.
So with here, what is explained is, which he says that the nature of the mind, or the Buddha nature, does not come into existence or is not generated by karma and mental poisons, and therefore it is also not destroyed or seized by death.
Semje ne lok la ganan cheba me bare gana geba nawa cheba gana cheba.
And so it does also not undergo a process of aging, and this is to be understood by the example of the dream. Then what did he say? The milam shikapsu.
Malam je kapso gepa tan nava tan cheba malam tan gre ten ra wo nam do trupa ngol re ma do ne lok sem je ne lok la gepa tan nava cheba me ba.
So when one takes the example of the dream, then one may dream of dying, of aging, or of being sick, but then as it is clearly understood in the case of the dream, then this death, this sickness, and this aging are just illusory appearances produced by thoughts. So they do not really exist. And the nature of the mind is not in the slightest touched by these phenomena.
Malaripi Sungorla Yure, Gepa Mepa, Nava Mepa, Cheva Mepa, Tum Madonna.
And this is in the contained in the teachings of Milarepa, that it is said, if one does not understand the true meaning of death, sickness, and aging, then one will undergo very great suffering due to this.
Then Gepa the Nava then Chevet Donga Gepa Tan Donga Gomba Yere. Gan ganan cheva donga gomba te ganat donga lanjika china gepa meba cheva meba Gepa meba, Nava meba, Java meba, Nelo, Turgre, 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 Takietangre. Then, Ganan Java meba, Nelo, Togre. Ganan Cheva donga gombate, Ganan Cheva meba, don't talk with Tabri.
And Rinpoche says there are meditation practices where one meditates on sickness, aging, and death. And Rinpoche says, if one is afraid of these three, then these are very good means to understand the nature of sickness, aging, and death.
Ganan Cheva Namdo and Tripala, then Ganan Cheva Namdo and Tripala, then Barishina Yang Trabai.
So if one, with regard or towards the concepts of death, sickness, and old age, then if one develops attachment in terms of believing these to be real, then again this is an illusion. Illusions.
Trupa tang, trupa liyanjan trupa chenpo chakwa niyabare. Trupa tang, yanjan trupa.
So there is, Rinpoche says there is first, there is this illusion, and then on top of this, there is a second one.
Tang nipa njikchor dobare. Jikpa chor doba ne, tuyanta nyarwa tamar pe mesom chata nawata. Gab mesom remjin to teda dawari kibar sa kizaroso.
So then that is the second point. And that is the summary of the way of destruction. And the donsik to this is
the Deva ngaje pa de koyin go.
The three fires, which are that of the end of time, that of hell, and ordinary fire, are to be known in the given order, to be similar to the three fires of death, sickness, and aging.
Tere Tujhe tham mein, jikni je khande king dova kabse meji, mejing barte, tene king dova re. Tujhe meeta, nyarv meeta, nyarv semchi sakzi je meji dova re. Thamar pe me si je the tandan jikni je khande pe meji re. King me la sofa, log me ang injere. Thamar pe me sambo, te chhava tam, nawa tam gab me sambo, rabai jendo. Cheva tunte me, nava nyarbe me, geba tamarbe me som rimba yendo, davar hibar sati. The dema nga jepa de korongo de se de hakoza. Tun do ya? Dana do, kawa do.
Give a gate and choke.
Tunte me no jinjik tinjik by jindin jib me. Sende by jindo. Never me jang dongaji. Tamar by me. Does he member say by jindo? Gabe me pumbo member. Sibichero. That is. Demanding of. That is. Rolanda was in Tadin. Roland Marichara is a murderer.
The three fires, which are the fire at the end of time, in which he says that is when a world, so to speak, the duration of a world comes to an end, then it will be consumed by a very great fire. And the fire of hell and ordinary fire are to be known in the same order as being similar to death, sickness, and the process of aging. In the same way as the fire at the end of time destroys this vessel of the earth, then death destroys the skandhas of this life. And in the same way as the fire of hell causes or generates suffering, then the fire of sickness does the same. And in the same way as ordinary fire ripens whatever is conditioned, then the fire of aging causes the ripening of the skandhas.
The Majorvala, Nakab Som the Majorvala, Madab Nakab so, Vesa Dikini Bung Ol and Jura Mepa, Madala, Tala Madab Nakabs and Jura Mepa, Kinda Namda Sanjay in Nakabs and Jura Mepa, Madab Simjin in Nakab so, Vesa Dikini Bull and Jura Mepa, Madala Tapa San Papa Sanju Simba Nakab so, Dikini Bull and Jura Mepa. Kinda Namda Sanjay the Negabs and Jura Mabba Somjin Nani, Mada Besimji the Negab Suyang, the Hinging Bung Oil and Jura Mabba Timber.
And so the unchangingness of the Buddha nature is explained in three phases: the unpurified phase, the partly unpurified and partly purified phase, and the completely or utterly purified phase. And Rinpoche says, it is unchanging as well in the phase of ordinary beings, which is the unpurified phase. It is unchanging in the phase of the bodhisattvas, which is partly purified and partly unpurified. And it is also unchanging in the phase of the Tathagatas, which is the utterly purified phase. And out of these unchangingness within the phase of ordinary beings, when the obscurations are unpurified has been explained.
Jurmi vayasar ne lo yi jurva nam to thurpai.
That which is unchanging is the clear light nature of the mind. That which is changing is thought.
Trumi semjung ngoyi thurpa nam do yobai.
Trumi
semjung ngoyi. Trumi semjung ngoyi se te yagar. Trumi semjung tema meba de yoba ni khe ke dowa. Trumi semjung ne lo yi tema nam do thurpa.
That which is unstained or free of stains is the nature of the mind. That which is stained is the illusion consisting of thoughts.
Chimi semje nelo yi cheba namto thubai. Cheban cheba. Cheba cheba yo. Chimi semje nelo yi cheba namto thubai.
Cheba cheba.
Cheba rebe hedo.
The state of deathlessness is the nature of the mind, and death is also the illusion of thought. Freedom from aging is the nature of the mind. And aging, the process of aging is illusion due to thought.
Nami semje nelo yi nava namdo antarvai.
Freedom from sickness is the nature of the mind. Sickness is illusion in terms of thought.
Dona gana cheva nam mlam tavar hibarasa.
In short, therefore, sickness, old age, and death should be understood to be similar to a dream.
Ganan chava meba yang mlam tavar khibarsa.
And also freedom from sickness, aging, and death should be understood to be similar to a dream.
De logic tang sam. Same song. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
So three times.
In solitary.
Sani, you're talking don't go. Tandaran.
Memmen,
Tandaran. Sani, you're talking. Tentendakun.
So this.
Don't do anything.
This should be recited 21 times so that one well understands the meaning.
Yeah.
But not just now.
De kahie tomazon mate. Kahie matom na tayo. 다 검지하고 Nanjur Javanso Malarebe, Ranlo Pachong Tavaricho, Lami Jamso Tavaricho, Sarva Marme Tavaricho, Nimi Moro Tavaricho, Yomi Revo Tavaricho, Chisong Bajendo, Ranva Machipa Luce, Ya Machina Dujong.
So, as Milarepa has said, rest within your own mind like a little child, rest without waves like an ocean, rest unmoved like a flame, rest unconcerned like a human corpse, and rest unmoved like a mountain. We should try and to meditate in such a way that we rest naturally, uncontrived, and lightly or loosely within the nature of the mind.